Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Shotgun. That's, what is that? Junior Walker. That's right. Junior Walker, the All-Star. That's who that is. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Suzanne K. Lemon, L-E-M-E-N, S-P-H-R. That means she's really smart when it comes to human resources. And she's the president and the founder, CEO of Dynamic Corporate Solutions. DynamicCorp.com is her website. Susie, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for staying with us. I know that our mutual friend, Ruth King, I'll get it out in a minute. Ruth, our good friend Ruth King is having her Small Business World Summit next week. And you guys are going to be participating on over there. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be telling the audience in that event?
We're really focused on practical ideas for helping your small business, and of course in the human resources area, things like how to hire, how to fire, and you know, basically how to manage your employee base, which will make or break you.
Right.
So that's our focus, at least my focus, for this Small Business World Summit. And of course they're going to be dealing with financial issues, mm-hmm. and profitability and all those other areas in terms of running your business as well throughout the week.
Right. So when you say practical issues, you're talking about, do you consider things like getting personality profile tests? You consider that part of the practical, or is that a little more sophisticated?
Well, you know, our main focus is probably going to be just on interview questions and things like that.
Give us an example of that.
Well, I think, you know, you can come in and say, tell me about yourself, or tell me about your last job, or what people normally do is they look at the resume and ask questions about the resume.
Or if you were a tree, how about if you were a tree, what kind of a tree would you be? You don't ask those questions, do you?
Or what are your strengths and weaknesses?
Right, yeah.
There's millions of things out there on the internet. Everybody knows how to answer those questions. What, mm-hmm. what I want small businesses to do is to put people in the place in the workplace. So if you have a customer-oriented, which pretty much everybody has some customer,
right?
Put them in a customer scenario and say, when you had a customer that was angry or upset about X, tell me how you handled that in the past. And then if mm-hmm. if the applicant says, you know, well, I haven't had that scenario, well, what would you do? And see how they think. How are they going to represent your business well?
Mm-hmm.
Do they think the same way that you want them to think in terms of how they're going to handle a customer? When you ask those kinds of questions, it's amazing what people will tell you.
Have you ever had anyone to be annoyed that you asked that question? To act annoyed or you know, dismissive of that question? Is that, what do you do when somebody does that?
I think that, well, then, you know, you end the interview pretty quickly.
Yeah.
if they don't want to think that hard, they're probably not a good person for you.
Right.
But oftentimes they'll try to say, you know, well, I haven't had that scenario, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then the follow-up question to that is, well, can you tell me what you would do? Because that might happen here, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Right.
And most people will say something. If they can't come up with anything, that's an indicator of maybe somebody you don't want to hire.
Mm-hmm. What are some
other
questions?
So, you know, moving to the next level, that's really, really critical. And instead of just going over the resume, anybody can do that and snow you based on their personality.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend always having at least two interviews of the person you're going to hire, not hiring them with just one interview?
I like multiple interviews, and I like multiple interviewers. So
yeah.
If depending how big you are, if you have, you know, someone else in your office that can conduct an interview, that's better too, to get more than one perspective. And that, you know, if you're using a staffing company or, you know, somebody like us to screen people, then you've already got a different perspective. So if you're
right.
really small, that's always a good idea.
Right.
But at minimum, You know, if you don't want to use a professional company, then you need to do some of these things in order to protect yourself.
Right. Do you practice using the profile test, the personality profile test, that kind of thing? Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people use those profile tests, and what I do not like about the profile tests is people will use those as instead of doing what they should be doing.
Ah.
So they just use the test to make a decision for them. I want small business owners to make good decisions, not based on a test, because that's just one tool.
But sometimes we don't do that, though. I mean, for example, a personality profile will tell us if we're talking to an accountant that we want to hire for a sales job. Right? Won't it tell us that?
It could, but, you know, I'm hoping that you're going to have an applicant that's been an accountant before.
Okay, so you're...
In some respects, I like those kind of profiles for team building and development as opposed to selection. Testing, it can be good. The closer it is to the job, the better. So if you're hiring somebody to use PowerPoint, give them a PowerPoint test and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But do not use that as a crutch for doing your job as a manager.
That makes sense.
Because that'll also come back and bite you.
Give us your website, Susie.
It's dynamiccorp.com, dynamiccorp.com.
Check it out. Also, Small Business World Summit. .com where Susie's folks are going to be helping Ruth King out next week. Hey, Susie, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Susie Lemon, L-E-M-E-N, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.